We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service.
Saved chimpanzee. Chimpanzee.
From the Valley of the Sun in Phoenix, Arizona, it's the podcast of medley, muddle, mishmash, and miscellany. It's Shaved Chimpanzee.
Okay, sounds good. So,
what was the squeaking noise?
That was the end of the song.
Oh.
Hello, chimp fans, and welcome to episode 41, Shaved Chimpanzee. Shaved Chimpanzee podcast. It's October 18. Had a glass of bong water. October 18, 2009, Sunday morning, and it's about 11:07. Got this Justin Goff. We have Robert French in the studio, and who wearing headphones seems to be a mystery for. They're all side on your head.
It's because my ears are oddly plastered on the side of
and
my head.
And the Loth is here as well, so
hello.
It's going to be a nice day. Robert's wearing his Las Vegas Bike Fest t-shirt.
Oh, I am.
So I'm sure he's going to have some stories of yore from the fest. As it were.
Yeah.
And Mary's going to have a story about festering. So that's good.
Pus producer.
You guys are allowed to talk.
About what?
Whatever you want. Okay. Whatever you like. How about you? Loath. You're not speaking? Yeah. Maybe I should carry these microphones around with me everywhere.
You know, I found that I was, I've been released from jury duty.
Oh, really?
You were called?
Yeah.
Loth was called, too.
So was I. So
were
our friends.
The federal court for tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, and they wanted me to, it was a four-week thing.
Federal court?
Yeah.
4 weeks?
Yeah.
Jesus. When did you hear about that?
I don't know, a month and a half ago, maybe.
Jesus.
So is that downtown Phoenix?
Yeah. But, yeah. I got a letter.
Yeah, so
I got a letter from the boss.
Oh, your boss?
Yeah.
To get you out of it?
Well, yeah. Well, it's, you know, they were still subject to say you have to appear and they put you on another trial or whatever. But it turned out when I called this morning that I'm finished. I don't even have to go.
That seems far from random because you got one. The Loth got one. Voorhees' wife, what's her name? Bernadette got one.
Bernadette.
Everybody's got one.
And Voorhees got one.
And Scott Voorhees got one as well. How is that random?
Well, my daughter and son both got them, too.
It's what just, the hell is going on?
Time. Yeah, they're running out of thinking people, I think.
Are they are you guys the last non-felons left in the Valley?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, the other ones are gone?
Well, yours is federal, though. Yours is what, state or city?
Superior.
Yeah, I did
state.
That. I did that and spent 3 weeks there on a trial, which I...
You did?
Included by inability to be excluded. The way they...
Oh, well, they had run out of their challenges?
The questions they asked, I couldn't, you know, I mean, because they were just so ridiculous. I couldn't say yes to be excluded, so...
What
I
did they ask you?
It was like, are there any felons here? And, of course, you know, most of the folks raised their hand, and they were immediately excluded, so...
Did they check, you think?
Yeah, I don't think so.
So you could just lie.
Yeah.
Well, you would think they would cross reference with their own records. Couldn't they tell if you were a felon?
Yeah, I don't know. It all seems random and ill thought out. So
yeah. So did you have to do it?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I found
it's a big mob case.
It was a child molestation case. I think we talked about it once before.
You did too.
A grandfather diddling
in the pickup truck.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was YB. What was YB's then? Okay, because I told that story last night, but as it happened to YB. Must have been something else, like a dentist molesting somebody or something.
Yeah.
Well, so was your guy convicted?
Yeah, but what was really ugly to me, the group were, some teachers, and it was a summer thing, so they were happy to stay there for as long as they needed, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and there was an engineer and very conservative group of folks, and it just taught, I mean, they had the guy convicted because they didn't like the way his hair was greasy. And,
right.
I mean, day one, they weren't even finished with opening statements, and they thought the guy was a cheese ball, which he was ultimately, but that was right after DNA evidence that hadn't even been discussed.
Right.
So if I were ever in that situation, I would decline a jury trial.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I would never consider that.
Go ahead.
If I had to trust my future to someone, it would have to be someone with some, hopefully some objectivity and at least some education.
And the sad part is the fact that the guy, they did later introduce the DNA evidence.
Yeah.
Is that all that did is reinforce their prejudice.
I think you're right. I think you're right. The way the discussions in the jury room were just asinine.
So what did you shut down then?
Me?
Yeah. Oh, how was your interaction?
I was an asshole.
Were you?
Yeah.
Because YB was the, he was the four person.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I can't remember what his was then. Oh, no, his was gang related. That's right. Some guy had shot and killed somebody or something like that. His was, and he said basically the same thing, that people were basing what they thought happened on their impressions of the person. So
exactly.
We watched a documentary called The Staircase. Took place. It was a trial in Durham, North Carolina.
Oh yeah, that's a in the heart of the Bible thumper territory there.
And it was just terrible. Like it was an executive with Nortel Communications, I think.
Uh-huh.
She was a lady.
Yeah.
And she fell down the stairs and died. And then the
Is that fell with quotes?
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is you never know what happened.
Okay.
So she fell down the stairs. She was found bloody at the bottom of the stairs. And the husband said that she must have fallen. He was out by the pool. They had had a couple of drinks, and she went inside, and he stayed out by the pool,
mm-hmm.
and she was dead. So all this stuff comes out. So they start questioning him. Then they arrest him. And all this stuff comes out about him being gay and all this other stuff. And you just see how broken the system is, because it doesn't have anything to do with right or wrong. It's winning and losing.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
And they twist this guy in the wind. And I guess if he were gay and having an affair, that's motive to get rid of his wife. But
or
at the same time,
if he were gay and she was just wearing clothes that didn't match properly, that's motive, I guess.
That's good. But and it's like it was on like an 8-part mini series, all documentary, and all this shit that came out about him, and it was just terrible. And he ended up getting convicted. But it was the stuff that he, and they never produced a murder weapon, but they had a theory about what they thought it was.
Sure.
It was a fire blower poker or something like that. Blow poke is what they call it. You can use it as a poker, but you can also blow it.
And again, in the gay fetish shop.
Right. And but then they couldn't find it, so they're like, oh, he must have beaten her with it. And it was weird because no fractured skull or anything.
Mm-hmm.
There was blood, but really no fractured skull, no broken bones or anything. So
the jury of his Republican Christian peers.
Pretty much. But then, like, right before the final arguments, they ended up finding the blowpoke in the garage.
Yeah.
It didn't have any blood on it. Nothing. Didn't look like it had been used in any sort of attack.
It had semen on it and some stool.
But the thing, so the, I think the deal is, because then they had their, and the funny thing is it was a different district attorney at the time, but the ADA at the time, they interviewed him. he's the guy who perpetrated the whole Duke rape case like 3 or 4 years later.
What a surprise.
Exactly.
Right? What
exactly.
a surprise.
So anyways, the guy got convicted, and he's in jail for the rest of his life.
Nice.
And it's maybe he did do it, and I know we only saw one side of the story in the documentary.
Okay,
but there was certainly reasonable doubt. No matter what we saw, there was reasonable doubt because the medical examiner said, this is what happened, this is how it happened, and this is how it killed her. And then basically the defense had a medical examiner said, that's not true, and this is why it isn't true. And then they went back to the medical examiner, and she couldn't answer any of the challenges.
Right.
To me, that's reasonable doubt. Not to them. So he gets convicted. Sent up the river. So it's very interesting, though. Very interesting.
They need a liberal asshole involved in those cases. They must have one liberal asshole.
A rabble rouser.
Yeah, someone who's like, what the fuck are you guys thinking?
Well, I think they got some blacks on the jury, hoping that they had like an animus towards the police.
Yeah, but instead,
curry in favor, and then when the gay shit came out, we lost them too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's a gay white guy, so
yeah,
he's
pretty much universal. You're right. Still allowed to talk.
I know, I'm waiting.
You get it?
I'm waiting.
What are you waiting for?
An opportunity.
Go ahead.
Well, they also said that they supposed that, you know, they adopted those kids.
Right.
From his best friend's wife.
Right.
And then she mysteriously fell down the stairs and died as well.
In Germany, like 15 years earlier.
Really?
But so it was ruled an accident.
Clumsy bunch of Christians there, wasn't it?
But I mean, it was really a well-done documentary because you couldn't come out on either side. And like, neither argument was clear cut enough to either prove he did it,
right,
or disprove that he did it.
You don't need to disprove,
right? And that's the key.
But I mean, as a viewer, you know what I mean. As a viewer, you weren't gonna, you just didn't really know, because for every thing that made him seem like he did it, then there would be, you know, something that made him seem like he didn't. So I really thought that he was gonna get off.
And while that is the beauty of it, most people don't even realize that that's the case.
And it doesn't work.
It's a debate.
In spite of the judge's very clear instructions.
Right.
And in this case, if it weren't for the presentation from the crime lab folks with the DNA evidence and how, I mean, they went through all the allele thing, all the shit that, it was very thorough. They had, and if it weren't for that, this guy would have walked as far as I was concerned.
And was she hot?
She was a very little kid. You know, it was very bizarre.
Child molestation was bizarre.
He
said she had bug bites, right? That was his argument.
Yeah, he said ants got into her panties.
Yeah, and he was checking.
And he was chewing the ants out of the panties or something. Yeah, I don't know what the story was. Anyway, he was an old, dumpy white guy who connected somehow with a Vietnamese lady. And through that, they have the Vietnamese lady had children already, and the girls were very hot.
Right.
And I don't know what they were up to, but they were supposedly spending a lot of time in Nevada and California learning to do nails.
Nice.
Yeah.
Euphemism.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this guy, how long did he get? Do you know, or you weren't part of that?
Yeah, the bailiff, ultimately, we could call in, and the bailiff would tell us afterwards, and I forget.
Bull Shannon, was that the bailiff?
No.
From Night Court? Richard
Maul? No, you know, and actually the court process itself,
mm-hmm,
other than the jury folks, the court process itself was okay. I mean, the lawyers, the one attorney was from one of the large personal injury criminal type law firms here in town, and he was just as sleazy as you. He was a stereotype. He dressed like a pimp. You know, it was really good. It was entertaining, but I was just really disappointed at these folks. And most had education that they would
sure
hop on this ridiculous thought process and then where it would have been difficult to dissuade them from their ideas.
You know what they found out? I guess the pollsters and the political strategists are finding out that even people with four-year degrees now are turning away from the Republicans, whereas they used to be able to count on them.
Really?
They used to say it was like, it was the really dirt poor and the highly educated, the beyond bachelor's degree educated were Democrat, but they could count on like most of the blue collars and the four-year degree folks, and now they're starting to lose the four-year degrees as well.
Really?
Yeah. So,
well, Glenn Beck says otherwise, but that's...
Yeah, I heard he was crying again last week.
You know that guy.
Well, doesn't he have trouble counting, too, to know how many people actually show up for his rally?
Oh, yeah, he's an idiot. He claimed that one of the teabag rallies had like 2 million people at it.
Do they know what teabagging is?
Well, they don't call it teabagging. Everybody else has called it teabagging.
Yeah.
Even what's that guy's name? Not Tucker Carlson, the Anderson Cooper.
Yes.
There's a soundbite of him going, "It's hard to talk when you're teabagging."
Really?
Yeah,
that's good.
It gets played on comedy and everything else all the time.
Because I understand whenever he's standing, the weight in his loafers is lighter.
So the rumor is he's gay, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that whole network is ridiculous. CNN, it's crazy.
Yeah. What was that the other day? I mean, an all-day report about this fucking balloon and the kid and the scam. And
we heard it the day after we heard about
it. Well, it's you. Of course, you didn't miss anything.
And they've been on Wife Swap, these folks,
yeah,
twice.
I don't know. And it's...
Couldn't get it right the first time?
Who watches that shit?
I guess a lot of people. I don't think it's on anymore, though, so I guess not enough people.
Yeah,
so are you going to tell us about your trip to Las Vegas, Nevada?
It was...
Did you run into any of these people learning about nails while you were there?
Yes. Yeah, in fact. Yeah. Well, we stayed at the Golden Nugget on Fremont, which was a good choice, man. They had we were in the tower that was refurbished last year, and they're working on the rest of the hotel. But
yeah,
very nice room, man. Very nice beds. It was... really nice.
Did you stay at the Steve Wynn Hotel?
No.
I know.
Yeah, no. No, because that was five times the cost.
Yeah, actually. It's expensive.
Yeah.
And then he opened up the same one next door.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
The whole strip's changed. The ride up was just beyond good. It was...
perfect?
It was perfect.
How so?
We left between 4:30 and 5, and it was... I don't know, man. It was just, you know, the reason I ride is because of that.
Right.
It's just cathartic. Everything just peels away.
How do you communicate with the other guy? Just hand signals and stuff?
Yeah.
Or do you have...
No, we have just hand signals for the most part.
Okay.
A few simple ones.
It was just two of you went up there?
Yeah. No show, no showed.
So it's just two folks?
Yeah. Yeah. And we put on the weekend, left Thursday, came home Sunday... between 800 and 900 miles on the bike.
On your bike?
Wow.
Yeah.
How many miles you got on that now?
I don't know.
Would you say around 5,000?
Yeah, probably.
What do you usually put on one of those things a year? About 6,000 or so, or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
6, 7.
That's about average.
And sometimes less, sometimes more, depends.
And you basically can ride it all year round, right? Just choose to not ride it so much in the summer.
Yeah, I just choose to. Well, you know, it generates a lot of its own heat. And
right.
When you're on the pavement's radiating. I don't know what the pavement temperature is here in the summer when the air temperature is, 107, 108.
Probably like 150 or something like that.
And then, well, it's hot enough that if you put your hand on the pavement, it's uncomfortable enough that you have to remove your hands.
Yeah, almost immediately.
Yeah. So it's just really uncomfortable. If you're out riding, it's tolerable if you have water with you. But
right.
But even if, because you ride like in a full jacket and like full pants and everything, don't you?
I always wear boots
and a helmet,
jeans, and
so I can imagine that's pretty hot.
Well, the helmet actually is much cooler than no lid.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Could you sweat a little bit? mm-hmm. and then they all have airflow.
Oh, that's good.
So it's like a cooler. You know?
Oh, and I guess you keep the direct sunlight from hitting.
Absolutely.
And the spike at the top of your helmet, how does that work?
That's Sergeant for the Schultz. Pigeons. Is that to make sure nobody lands on your head?
That's the Sergeant Schultz. Remember your Hogan's Heroes
yes,
thing?
Yes, yes. Now, they sell those ones that are like the old German style, but they're like stainless steel or something like that.
They're
really
just,
shiny.
Just chromed. They have chromed ones, yeah. You can get anything.
I wouldn't imagine those would be very comfortable, I wouldn't think. They're more form over function.
They're okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Would they have airflow and stuff?
You don't need it with those because they're those shorties. Okay. Some of the short ones do. They'll have a brow vent that just has channels that go through and exit out the back.
Does that offer any protection? Those ones that look like little bowls?
For the top of your melon.
That's about it.
Pretty much it, yeah. You get back over your occipital lobe in the back there, you know, so if you would hit the back of your head, it's
a little bit
protected.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Are you still sick or you're totally over it?
No, I'm still, it's an allergy thing. I never had any discoloration of my mucus whatsoever.
No.
Clear as a bell. I'm sure it's an allergy thing. Well, and on the ride home, that's when that cool front came through, and it was very windy in Vegas. When we left, it was sustained 25-mile-an-hour winds
right.
with crazy gusts. And you know how up on the 40 how it gets windy?
Yes.
That day, they were predicting 60-mile-an-hour gusts across 40. Well, whenever we were cruising up through there, the tractor trailers all had their four-way flashers on. They're going like 20 mile an hour, and the wind was just ridiculous.
Right.
We're leaning over. I said I wore out my right sidewall trying to come home.
You're like overcorrecting, right?
Well, yeah, you have to overcorrect, over countersteer to get the thing to go straight.
Right.
And then the gusts hit you, and you feel like, Jesus Christ.
It's dangerous.
Well, you make a lane change, and you don't mean to.
That's scary.
It blows you all over the place.
We were out this morning because somebody whose name rhymes with Noth decided it would be a good idea to go to Scottsdale for breakfast.
Oh, really?
It was good.
Where?
Oh, it was great. The old pancake house.
I thought it was the original pancake.
The original pancake house. It's Scottsdale Fashion Center.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a Super 8? Is it a Motel 6?
Motel 6.
It's attached to a Motel 6. It's the best breakfast I've ever had in the Valley.
Did you know that they allow Motel 6s in Scottsdale?
I wouldn't think they wouldn't.
I wouldn't think they would right there by the Fashion Square Mall.
You know how Scottsdale is.
You know what? To be honest, the Motel 6 is still too good for them.
You think?
Yeah.
So anyways, looks good. It tastes really good. Cash only.
Or check. Local check.
Huh. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Pigs in a blanket. That's what I had.
Really?
Yeah.
Good?
Really good, yeah.
Yeah,
I haven't had pigs
good.
In a blanket in probably 25 years.
Yeah.
And the home fries, like fresh potato, you know, little potato
fries,
wedges.
Yeah.
I had a burrito that was like this, like almost the size of a football. It was huge breakfast burrito.
And they don't have, and she ate like a third of it. Their pancakes, though, they're weird. They don't look like pancakes. They come out. They're this fucking big.
The specialty pancakes, not the buttermilk.
Is it cake batter or something?
I don't know what they do, but it looks unbelievable.
And
so they really
so
rise,
good.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you get the specialty pancakes, they're
he's
like
still
that.
Alive.
He's alive. He's fine.
The specialty pancakes are like that. And but, you know, they make the, like, if you order breakfast, you know, like an omelet or whatever, you get the little small side pancakes. But I went there with Voorhees and his wife. When Justin was out of town, and I ordered a junior, and I'm not kidding, it took the whole plate, and it looked like a quiche almost, because it comes up like to the side. It was like a lemon one. It was really good. And
crazy.
Then,
you need to try it.
And then what did you call her, Bernice or Bernadette?
Bernadette.
She got an apple one, and it looks like a pie, and it steams. It's really good. It takes like 20 minutes to cook.
Steam.
They also put flour, I think we were talking about. They put flour in the egg batter for when they make omelets.
Yeah.
So the omelet comes out looking like a calzone or something like that.
Yeah, it's
unbelievable.
But it's really good.
It is. It's very good. They know what they're doing. And you'd think it's connected to a Motel 6. It's probably shit.
Some of the best places, and especially for breakfast, are cheesy little places like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean... It was really good though. So anyway, we were up there at 8 this morning.
So yeah. I made us get up early on Sunday.
Yeah.
But if it makes you feel better, Nella made me get up at 2.
Yeah, new puppy gets, she likes to get up early.
she was full of energy.
Get up and go out.
And yeah, to do nothing.
Just to go out and run around a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, she had to go to the bathroom.
She probably could have held it. She's still going in the gym every once in a while.
Really?
I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's a convenience thing at this point.
I'm wondering if because she
behavioral,
was,
I think.
She was going on the mats, the black mats, and no matter what you do, you can't really get
smell out of there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think she just, I don't know. We need to take those out.
So that's what's going on there. So anyway, we're out early, and we're on the 202, and this guy just, I go to change lanes. I'm in the left-hand lane, and some mope is in the right-hand lane. And I wanted to go around the guy in front of me, so I was going to go in the middle lane. As I start going over, this guy's just drifting over. So I'm about to pass him and get over, I beep at him to wake the fuck up. And then I look in the rearview mirror, and then he's driving over the lines that divide the right-hand lane from the middle lane. For a good quarter mile, he's driving like that.
Was he on the phone?
I don't know what, he was an old guy in a Lexus. I don't know what his deal was.
Mm.
And then there were Indian School and Scottsdale's all torn up down to two lanes.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
This fucking old man just decides he's going to cross the street in the middle of nowhere with cars whizzing by him.
And
nice. I almost died.
And the thing is, it's really hard. I didn't even see him because they have all those orange cones and all the barricades. And so you don't have like a clear, you know, vision field on either of your, you know, front of you or on the side of you because it's all this mess, and all of a sudden he just comes like shooting out. But wasn't that the second person? Because I thought somebody did that to you like a few feet before that. And it's like they have crosswalks, but these people were trying to cross right in the middle of all this construction. And the police were there too.
Yeah, the cop was telling the guy he needs to calm himself down. And another problem was they have the road all torn up, so they're actually lower than the asphalt. So they're stepping up onto this, and they've got to stand there if they want to cross. It was a mess. So anyway,
nice.
Almost a bunch of dead bodies this morning.
You know, people around here, it's not pedestrian friendly.
Oh,
anyway.
Not at all.
Oh, definitely not.
So even if you're in a crosswalk, crossing with the light appropriately, chances are fairly high, I think, that you can get hit.
Well, that's if you can get in the crosswalk if the cars are not blocking halfway through it.
Well, yeah.
That's my pet peeve.
Her whole life, because of her running, they've got to worry about that shit every day. How far did you run yesterday?
25 miles.
They ran 25 miles yesterday. They're basically running a marathon every week.
Well, okay, let me backtrack. We probably only ran 24 because on the way home it got hot.
Pussies.
I know. On the way home it got very hot.
So they walked.
So we walked a little bit.
Mm.
Yeah, but we have problems all the time.
Yeah.
With people. It's like, hello, do you not see us?
And well, YB says the same thing on the bicycle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, basically.
He's got stories, well, constant stories.
He's, what was I going to say? You know, we were talking yesterday because I always read that if you're going to train for a marathon, you shouldn't run over 20 miles when you're training. And then you mentioned that with the different marathons you've you've run, you've prepared for them differently.
Right.
And you said the one that you prepared for by running more than 20 miles was easier.
Yes.
But then last night I was thinking the one that you ran that was easier than the one that you ran that wasn't also happened to be in Houston, which is much more flat than Austin.
However, they still include hills in there.
Yeah. Not like Austin.
It's like Allen Parkway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then next week, Bernadette's not going to be here.
Yeah,
so she's going to run a half marathon just to get her run in next
Saturday. But it's only 13... But it's only 13 miles.
It's only 13
it's
miles.
It's not.
It's crazy. It's really crazy.
While she's gone, you just wail away at yourself.
No, I'm
right?
sleeping. Oh. It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
We get up on Saturday. I get up at 3:30 so that I can hang out with the dogs.
That's
and then
in the a.m.
In the a.m.
Anno Meridian.
And then I meet her at 4:15.
That's crazy.
You need a hobby.
He's asleep.
She has a hobby. That's her hobby, running.
And oh, I need a
watching
hobby?
Watching Mad Money.
Oh, I love Mad Money.
What's that?
That stock show, the guy that bankrupted everybody last year.
He did not bankrupt everybody.
Advice. You know Jim Cramer, he's bald.
Yeah.
With the beard, he screams.
Did you see, what was that movie he was on?
Like an infomercial, that show?
Kind of.
Oh, boy.
He was in The Hulk, wasn't he?
No, Robert Downey.
Oh, Iron Man?
Iron Man.
Did you see Wolverine?
No, I saw the original, what was it?
X-Men?
X-Men, yeah.
Are you interested in the Wolverine movie?
Yeah, you know, after I saw the X-Men and I thought that was, I kind of enjoyed that. So
yeah.
I could look at those other ones for sure.
It was pretty good. I thought it was good.
Did you buy a Blu-ray player yet?
No.
Are you considering it?
Yeah.
Okay. You might wait till you get that.
Because there's a lot of really good action scenes.
I was thinking about, did you know how at Christmas time they shuffle things generally?
Yeah.
And then the prices shuffle, and I thought after the first of the year would be a good time.
Get another one?
Yeah.
Get one. I think I paid like $250 for ours. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they'll probably have new versions. You can just get the original version.
Right.
So we saw that in Blu-ray. It's weird because Voorhees, he bought the regular DVD. Has different special features on it. So he's not too happy about that because he's very much a completist.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Well, because the one we saw, you know, because we're nerds, so we have to watch the special features to get all the scoop. And it was really interesting. It had a brief description of each of the characters in the movie, which is really good if you don't know a lot about the X-Men series.
Oh, yeah.
And we were telling him about it.
You don't have
really
to have read all the comics or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's good.
Although it would have benefited us probably more if we had to watch that before the
probably
movie.
Probably so.
Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah. Because we don't know anything about that stuff. So anyway, the movie wasn't very good. But in Blu-ray, I mean, you see a lot of really nice parts of New Zealand because that's where it was filmed. And then there's some really good action scenes.
I'm looking forward to seeing really nice parts of Megan Fox in Transformers in Blu-ray. That's what I'm looking forward
to. Isn't that the girl they say can't act?
There is all sorts of shit. She was complaining about the guy that makes Transformers,
yeah,
and then they came back on her, and I don't know what the deal is.
You know what? None of that means anything to me.
Did you see the first Transformers?
No, I just saw whenever she was like leaning over the hood of the... Yeah, just
I heard the first
parts.
One wasn't very good, and then the second one was even worse.
Really?
Is that what they're at? They're at number two, or are they at number three?
Yeah, I don't know. I think number two.
I think because
the first
two.
One was just a GM commercial, basically.
Pretty much.
Because Bumblebee is supposed to be a Volkswagen Bug, and
turned out to be
a Camaro.
Yeah,
I think it was a Camaro. And
yeah.
It's like, come on, silliness. So yeah, we won't watch. Still like Iron Man the best out of all the superhero movies, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty
I
good.
That was a good one. That was a good
one. What's that one with the rock guy? There's four of them or something?
Scorpion King?
No.
The rock guy?
There's
a guy Dwayne Johnson?
There's a guy made out of rock. No.
Oh, the Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four, yeah. Yeah, that's the one.
I thought he was talking about Dwayne Johnson, too.
When he's listening to this, Voorhees is going to pop an artery.
Yeah, he won't be able to handle that. That's
you're going to be in so much trouble the next time he sees you.
That's of some importance to him, huh?
Yes.
Napoleon.
I don't know that he likes... I don't know that he's a Fantastic Four guy, but...
I don't know. Is that a
different...
Well,
I was thinking of Jessica Alba.
Oh, she was in that?
I think so.
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh, it's... Well, yeah, because when we were talking about his comic book character bracket...
Yeah.
And I said, Mr. Amazing, and he's like, who the fuck is Mr. Amazing? It's Mr. Fantastic.
That's
you did. That's the gay version.
I guess.
Mr. Amazing.
Amazing.
But fantastic, I think, is gayer than amazing. Yeah, but I should have put that together, the fact that they're not called the Amazing Four. They're called the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
But
well,
who knows?
Well, Fantastic Four doesn't sound so bad, but yeah, Mr. Fantastic sounds like a cleaner or something.
It would be even worse if it was Mr. Fabulous.
Oh, that's there you go. There, yeah.
That would make it the worst. So.
Yeah, that would.
So anything of note happen in Las Vegas, Nevada?
Of note? Well, we were on Fremont. We saw a couple of good fights on Fremont Street.
Fist fights?
Yeah.
Random fist fights.
Well, you know, they serve a lot of alcohol.
Yes,
in,
they do.
In the bars,
yes,
right out on the street. And
is
then,
that Old Town?
Yeah.
Is that the old part of the
yeah.
street?
Yeah. It's up on the north side.
And these are grown men, presumably?
Well, yeah. Nah, they were rookies. One guy was just hooting and hollering and carrying on and wrestling with people that tried to control him.
Were they trying to throw him out or something?
No, he was out on the street. Somebody, I don't know, family member or somebody was trying to control him. And
was he a biker?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, these are just dickhead citizens that are up there.
Blowing off some steam.
The bikers are like, yeah, I remember my first beer.
But there were fights.
Yeah, they were, and then there was this one guy, and it was ended up, ultimately we found it was he and his brother. And his brother worked at one of those bars, and they're slapping each other.
Great.
Poking at each other.
What happens to them? They just get thrown in the drunk tank, you figure?
Well, there are, I don't know, the brown shirts, I call them, because they dress like our DPS. I think it's either county folks, sheriff,
oh, yeah,
or
sheriffs, probably.
Whatever. I don't know what it is. But they kind of walk around in groups of 4 to 6 and handle anything that might arise.
Did you witness a tasing?
No, I was hoping.
Yeah, because you would think those fights would get broken up pretty fast with a tase.
Yeah, they don't need to do that.
No?
Nah.
Well, do you ever really need to tase somebody?
Well, yeah.
You do it pretty much for fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Who is it that tased the grandma?
Yeah, did you hear about the old lady that got tased?
Was that for the traffic violation?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that on the radio. That was funny.
And she told them to tase her, didn't she?
Well, she was being mad, and she said, I dare you to tase me or something. Go ahead
okay.
and tase me.
Well, you really can't blame the cops for that one, then.
You have to... I guess her mom never told her, be careful what you ask for.
Yeah.
Well, no, there was that cop that tased the 8-year-old or something like that.
Really?
Are you
tasing a kid?
Yeah. Back east.
Nice.
In an elementary school.
Good. That's good.
Kid was misbehaving, having a little tantrum, and so the security folks came in and tased him.
Did we? Oh, and they weren't even cops. Nice. Did we ever find out what happened to that person that got shot in the back by the sand? Was it Oakland police or do we ever find out what happened to them
to the cop?
Yeah,
no, I haven't heard anything else
because that was like a year ago, right?
It was appalling.
He shot a defenseless suspect and they had it on film.
Yeah, the kid was face down.
Yeah, shot him in the back of the head, right?
Or in the or in between the shoulder blades.
Nice.
Or something like
even
that.
Better.
Yeah,
diced slower that way,
right?
Oh, so the kid died?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody filmed it. They had it on film.
Well, there was a lot of commotion, and the cops were being a little unreasonable. And then, pop, you hear this kid get... And the kid was face down on the pavement. I mean, yeah, the cop was standing over him.
Couldn't have done anything.
So, basically, he lost his temper.
He murdered the kid right in front of all these people.
So right out in front of God and everyone.
And that's in Oakland? Is that where the Raiders play?
Yes.
Well, that explains
right
it.
Right across the bay from San Francisco. That's where Ponce lives.
She needs to move. That sounds scary.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, I mean, Oakland's really expensive, but it's a lot cheaper than San Francisco.
Because, well, I wouldn't necessarily move because of one policeman's infraction at a train station or something.
Yeah,
because
we already know, as we've had a guest
attest.
Currently live in a place with not so good police.
That's right. There's plenty of shit that goes on around here, too.
Maryvale, Ohio. Ring a bell?
Marysville.
Marysville, is that what it's called?
Yes.
Crap?
Rural Columbus.
Yeah.
North of Columbus. That's where the Honda built their Accord plant. And then the motorcycle plant was there first, and then they built the Accord plant.
So that's what keeps it going, pretty much?
Yeah, it's okay.
Why? What happened there?
I don't know. I just read about it someplace. Had to look it up.
It was rural, but
now it's like a suburb.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's grown up around there enough that you could consider it a still. I think is there such a thing as a rural suburb?
Possibly.
I don't know. Drive down here, like to Tolleson and stuff like that. It's kind of a mix of both of those.
Because like in Texas,
still lots of farms and stuff.
Well, that's the thing. There's still probably plenty of land, and I'm thinking that housing wise, that the lots are large.
Right.
Still around there, but it's okay.
Because you can find that every once in a while in Texas, you know.
Yeah.
Small towns.
What do they grow there anyways in that area, Ohio, if they have these farms?
You can, some of those areas have really black, they call it muck.
Soil?
Really black, rich soil.
Right.
That, you know, if you're careful, even in that short season, you can get two crops. Stuff just grows so fast.
Really?
Yeah.
Corn, well, the weather and the
corn
soil.
Corn and tomatoes and potatoes.
You know canola oil, right?
Yeah.
You know why it's called canola oil?
No.
Because it was invented or developed in Canada, because canola oil is actually derived from the rape seed, and they didn't want to call it
rape
seed
oil.
Yeah.
Ah.
So
rape
that's
oil.
Why it's C-A-N is for Canada. Because I remember growing up, you know, in geography and stuff, talking about rape seed. I don't even really know what it is. And I don't know what they use it for other than making canola oil. Maybe that's all they use it for. But yeah.
Rapeseed sounds like there needs to be a DNA sample.
Why would you even call it rapeseed?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe you can only grow it in one area for like a year or two because you've raped the earth.
Oh, maybe so.
Nah, I don't think so.
Destroy the soil?
I think it's renewable because they create a lot of it. It's one of the biggest crops in Canada, I think. So.
You know, I was looking for a baseball bat.
For what?
What was the...
I thought you were supposed to be getting baseball bats.
What was the name of the...
Silver Creek.
Silver Creek. I can't find one.
What do you need a baseball? Did yours break?
Well, no. I was going to try to find one for the car.
Oh, you're going to start driving around with one?
Yeah. It's nice.
Where are you going to keep it?
Well, between the door and the front seat.
I see.
That's in case, I mean, when you don't really need to shoot someone, but you want to get a message across.
Right.
You pull out the bat.
We never got the t-shirts. He claims he mailed them. I never got them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe he should send you bats instead.
Yeah, well, they may get lost in the same place that the t-shirts got lost, apparently.
You actually should probably send a small bat that I could take with me when I go running, and then that way the next time somebody gets in the crosswalk, I can just bat their car.
I could give you that small bat I have at my desk.
Oh, isn't that the Nestle bat?
Yeah, the little drumstick I have. That's a great bat. That could do some damage.
I was thinking of like an aluminum T-ball bat.
Is that
aluminum, I would think, would do some damage.
Would it? I thought that was the light one.
It's light, but it's made out of it's made out of aluminum. It's pretty hard.
Oh, and they're weighted.
Yeah, it's harder than wood.
And they're weighted and balanced.
Because like when you're beating somebody about the head and shoulders with a bat, the last thing you want to do is have it.
Well, yeah, I don't want to hit somebody with
it.
I just want to break off
in your hands.
Take off a mirror or.
That would work. That would be good for me then, because I could accidentally swing my bat as I'm trying to go through the crosswalk.
I think that
I can't see Mary doing that.
Mary has got a temper.
I have a terrible temper.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Terrible.
Enough to step over that line.
I would rather she didn't have. I'd rather she didn't have something that she could walk over that line with.
Really?
Like a baseball bat.
Yeah, she has a lot of
that.
There's certain things that like aggravate me, and one of them is somebody trying to run me over. So yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, somebody pulling so far up in the crosswalk that you can't safely get through it, you know, even though you have the right of way with a little crosswalk person.
They don't care.
They just don't watch for pedestrians.
I was coming home from work on Friday, and, you know, you can go 40, limits 45 on baseline out here.
Uh-huh.
And I usually go about 55. This car went whizzing by at least 80 miles an hour on baseline with one of those little Mitsubishi annoying things. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? An older one, though.
Yes.
And, like, with letters they had put on the car themselves, it read STI killer.
Yeah.
What are those called, those Mitsubishi things?
A Lancer Evo.
Lancer, that's right. Oh, it was such a piece of shit.
That's crazy.
And he's going 80 miles an hour. It had to be at least. It was past me as I heard it. Because it was just flying. But, you know, and then he's got to slam on the brakes. It's just ridiculous.
Mm.
Ridiculous shit. And these tiny little tires on it.
Really?
Yeah. Piece of shit.
That's insane.
Yeah. I mean, think about what you're doing. What happens if somebody pulls out in front of you? What happens if somebody quickly pumps their brakes?
Well,
there's
then,
all
you know,
kinds of bad shit that can happen.
Then you're on the news.
Exactly. But it doesn't need to happen.
Well, sure, but it happens daily.
I know. I just wish people would think. So are we done with Vegas? Did you have anything else? We had some fights. We had some...
Yeah, there was a large tattoo convention at Mandalay Bay at the same time, but we didn't go.
Oh, you didn't go people watch?
Oh, Fremont Street was enough, I can promise. Wow.
Were there a lot of people there? Because I thought they were saying that Vegas has been pretty empty because...
No, there were a lot. They thought 30,000 or so just bikers came into town.
But not as much as usual, probably?
Not as much as usual. And the vendors at the Cashman Center... weren't the same. There weren't as many, and they weren't
good.
Yeah,
they were crappy.
Yeah,
a lot of slap chops and sham wows being given away.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know. And then the my buddy takes pictures of everybody and everything,
right?
Which is you know, even his pickings were somewhat slim.
Just not enough people.
Yeah.
Not a large enough pool.
There were man. What a bunch of degenerates though.
The bikers or the other people?
Oh, no, the other people.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of
well, the bike
stretch
folks
pants
come
and...
there and, you know, spend a significant amount of money and
right.
Yeah, though there wasn't an issue with any of the folks there, but man.
So who are these degenerates?
Well, I don't know. It's like they just appear.
Do they dress like degenerates? Or
yeah,
they
well,
act
they're
like it?
Homeless. They're sleeping between the shrubs or next to trash cans. And
really?
Yeah, a lot of homeless folks.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just
well, the weather's decent for them.
I guess.
You'd rather be a homeless person in Vegas than Marysville, Ohio, I would imagine.
Well, yeah.
They're all back on the couch now.
It's a lot of dog traffic.
And then you saw some ladies of the evening, and you weren't sure how to pick them out. Your friend filled you in?
Yeah, the purse thing. That's kind of funny.
What is the purse thing?
Well, you know, I never paid attention. How do you know that someone is or isn't working, right?
Yeah, how do you know that?
Well, for him, if they're walking around alone and they have no purse or no bag of any kind, that's a giveaway.
So where do they keep their supplies and their money?
I don't know, in the vajayjay or something.
Or here or something. Or
somewhere, in a pocket or something, but they just kind of walk around and don't have anything that they can't keep close.
No accoutrements.
And I'm wondering if the idea, one of the ideas of not carrying a purse is not having ID on you. Because if you get arrested or you get hassled, isn't it better to not have ID than to have ID?
I suppose. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I never paid attention. And then he's like, yeah, she's working and she's working. And we're sitting there. They have a Starbucks appendage that sticks out. It's like a patio area.
Right.
From the hotel. The Starbucks is inside the hotel, but the patio area is out on Fremont Street.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat there for several hours, and it was just the creepiest bunch of folks all over the place. There was a guy that it appeared he was probably in his 30s, wearing some of I don't know what they call it, those pants with wild prints, but they're like cotton pants that they're just.
For the bodybuilders, like crazy wear?
The ones from like the 80s?
Yeah.
They almost look like pajama
more like
bottoms?
From the 80s, it looked like pajama bottoms.
Yeah.
Really ridiculous
like the hard,
looking thing.
The heavy glam metal bands would
wear. And
then
wear. He had a t-shirt that had nothing to do with the pattern in his pants. And he's got, must have found or stolen this walker. It was like a, and he's.
They have tennis balls on it?
Yeah, and in fact it did. And he's going all over the place with this walker. And he's,
right.
Obviously, I'm like one, you know, he'll favor one foot and then he favored the other foot. And he's
right.
Using this walker and then he's going around asking everybody for
panhandling.
Money. Yeah. I just got in an accident and I'm like, what the fuck?
I tell you what, when I used to work for the county, I used to have to park 2 blocks from my building and walk from the parking lot.
Yeah.
And I would see this guy in the morning, he would be pushing his wheelchair and then in the evening, he would be wheeling himself around in it.
Yeah.
And in the morning, he was pushing it with vigor, he was going at a steady clip.
Yeah, to make better time.
I guess. But, yeah, same guy. I'd see him every day. And I would sometimes cut through an alleyway because it was just easier. And, I would see people sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Sleeping out on the ground.
Very sad.
It is.
Well, you know, and even the ladies of the evening, the streetwalker types, it's very sad to me.
Well, most of it's probably mental illness or abuse.
I'm thinking the ones that I see, I think, are all under the influence of something really, really
drugs
horrible.
For sure.
Yeah. And now how they got to that point, I don't know. But
probably mental illness and or abuse of some sort.
Man. Very sad.
It is.
We went up. We were out on the strip. But we were going to go back to the hotel, and the temperature was perfect. That would have been Saturday morning. It was probably like 3:30 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went out and got on the bikes and went up and down the strip. And there was a huge crowd of people on both sides just walking. I mean, this whole strip, what is it, almost 4 miles or so?
Is it?
And it was just full of people, both sides.
Hmm.
They've torn down the New Frontier and the Stardust, which were a couple of the old ones that were left. They're gone now. It's just a giant vacant lot.
Wonder what they're going to do with that.
One, you know, the Plaza Hotel in New York City?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to put the Plaza Las Vegas in the one area there. So I don't know. And then, you know, the old... the Boardwalk Hotel Casino that they actually had fixed up with the ropes, and they had a boardwalk kind of built on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
On
that
the
was
strip.
In Vegas?
Yeah. That's gone now.
Hmm.
That's all gone, and looks like they've built up. It's going to be this city center mall thing, but it's high-rise stuff too, so I'm not understanding whether it's going to be offices or...
Hmm.
But it's right on the strip, so it's going to have to generate giant cash, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I would think.
I think it's supposed to be a multi-use, like a combination of offices and...
The city center project?
Yeah.
It's very nice. I mean, but being right out on the strip like that, that's some prime real
estate. They're having a lot of problems, too, with their financing now because of the economy.
Well, the Aladdin quit paying their mortgage, which was, I forget how many...
Is that also a hotel?
Yeah.
It was.
How many millions a month? Now it's Planet Hollywood. That name's changed. They're doing a lot of construction on the strip, more of the walkways that overpass. So you can go up and walk over. You're not having to walk around through the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It changes. Every time you go up there, if you wait a couple of years, it changes a lot.
Right. So the you said Planet Hollywood or Hard Rock?
No, Planet Hollywood.
Planet Hollywood. Did they have a presence there before, or they took over this?
They took over the Aladdin, which is large. I mean, it's a big place.
Is there even a Planet Hollywood left? I thought
most
of the restaurants closed.
This is a hotel casino, and I'm sure that they have their own restaurant kind of thing. Yeah, there was one up on, what, like 32nd Street in Camelback. Or here? Yeah, or maybe 24th Street in Camelback.
Probably gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It was okay, too. We actually went in there once when they first opened.
Was the governor there?
No. No, but they, you know what? Stallone had been in there. It was when they first opened, and he visited this one.
Right. Could you tell because there was an apple crate in front of one of the urinals?
Yeah.
Is that how you can tell he had been there?
How tall is he, really? He's probably my height or so.
I think they list him at 5'9", but he's probably not that tall.
Yeah.
I thought he was like 5'7".
He probably is.
Probably is.
They probably add to him. They probably list Tom Cruise at 5'9", too, and he's probably not even.
But, you know, they do a really good job with those movies of making them look tall.
Yeah, they do, making them, like, look the same size as their foil.
But, you know, with Tom Cruise, he's always looks like an asshole to me. So.
No matter how tall
he is. Yeah, no matter how tall they make him look.
Not a big fan of his?
I liked him in that one movie. What was that movie that we saw? He's, like, the Magnolia.
Yeah.
Because he plays the sleazeball, and he's so good at it.
What is that?
Magnolia? Never seen that?
I don't think so.
Oh,
yeah, I think I would have. I think I offered it to lend it to you, but it's 3 hours long.
Oh, that's the one, yeah.
You can borrow it, but it might take you a while to get through it.
I'll look at it.
You can watch it in a couple days, you know?
Yeah, I'll look at it.
It's a
really good movie. But
I watched Hellride again last night.
Which one is that?
It's one of those.
Is that a horror movie?
Horror?
Yeah.
Horror movie. So yeah. It's a bunch of scantily clad women in it.
That Jane Fonda. No.
It's set in Las Vegas.
No.
What's that?
That's an old Cheech and Chong thing. You know, they're talking about a horror movie, and somebody in the background makes a comment. Is that Jane Fonda, man? It's an old Cheech and Chong. It's from like early 70s.
Is that because she did, what was that horrible sci-fi movie? Barbarella.
Yeah.
Another movie he was really good in was Tropic Thunder.
And he plays a sleazeball in that movie, too.
He was
saw Tropic Thunder, and I thought Tropic Thunder, the whole movie pretty much sucked. I didn't like Tropic Thunder.
I didn't really like it either, but I thought his character
his
was pretty
character
fucking
was
funny.
Pretty funny. Do you remember?
Yeah, but. No.
I think the movie got too much hype, because I know for us, by the time we saw it,
I didn't like it.
I thought Robert Downey did a good job, and I thought Tom Cruise did a good job in his character. But
well,
like the
that one fuck is just really annoying.
Jack Black?
Stiller.
Oh, Ben Stiller.
Wow. The more I see of Ben Stiller, the less I want to see of Ben Stiller.
I'm with you on that one.
I don't mind Ben Stiller. I don't like Jack Black, though.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
What?
The whole Jack Black thing.
Well, who knows?
He was good in Jesus' Son.
Yeah, but that was, you know, that was before he was really
And what
Jack
was that?
Black.
Orange County?
Yeah,
he was
pretty
good
in
that.
Too. He's been, but then I think he's okay as like a supportive type guy. But if for him to carry a movie by himself... Because he's really more of a character himself. Mm-hmm. So if he's going to, you know, if he's going to try to play a character, he's either going to be flat or he's going to be his character. So I don't know. I'm not a big fan of his. So.
Did you ever see Nacho Libre?
No, absolutely not.
That's
I saw the trailer.
That's probably good. I had to see it because my nephew, who I love dearly.
I saw the trailer.
That's a young guy's movie.
Yeah, it's...
Well, I know some young guy movies that I think are great. Swingers.
No, yeah. When I mean young guy, I mean like pubescent...
12-year-old.
12-year-old
kids.
Guys.
Oh,
I don't mean like...
Swingers is a great
teenagers.
Movie. Yeah, Swingers is great.
You know, Swingers, some of that, I guess, was filmed in... The Stardust, which is now gone.
Right.
And then, but the casino part and the buffet part, that was all done in the Fremont Hotel.
Oh, it was?
On Fremont Street. We were in there. We went to the buffet and stuff. So I'm going to have to look at that movie again, see if they're.
You have it?
Yeah.
You do? God, I love that movie.
Yeah, it's great, man. It really is. The Pretty Babies.
I just.
And the phone calls. And
That phone call, that is just the most painful thing.
It is, man. It is.
They do a good job with it, though, because you're squirming in your seat and you're supposed to.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
I usually just fast forward through it.
It's painful. It's torturous to watch.
It's very painful. But, God, that's a great movie.
It is.
The what's he saying? Because he's talking about, Vince Vaughn's talking about the beautiful babies working in the casino, and he's like, beautiful babies? Beautiful babies are not working midnight to 7 on a Tuesday. This is the fucking skank shift. Oh, so great. I love that movie.
Yeah.
That's Dina Martin. That's Dean Martin's daughter or granddaughter that's in that. That's the waitress in the casino.
Really?
Yeah. That's a really good movie. It's been a while since we watched it, too. If we watch it, we'll have to fast forward through that.
Through the phone scene.
Yeah, through the phone scene, definitely. It's just too painful. So let's see. You got anything else? We're at an hour. So
we saw that movie Eastern Promise. That was a good movie.
Have you heard of that?
No.
Did you see The History of Violence?
No.
Oh, that's a good movie, too.
History of Violence is pretty good. It's a David Cronenberg movie with Viggo Mortensen. And this Eastern Promise is the same director with Viggo again, but he plays a Russian hitman, basically, in London. It's very interesting because we watched special features and...
Again, because we're nerds.
We found out, like, the whole prison tattoo culture of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge thing. And so then we subsequently got this documentary called The Mark of Cain, which is about Russian prisons.
Which is very scary.
Yeah, it's very scary. It's like the gulag is still alive and well, basically. Like 60%. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. They show the prisoners, and you would swear to God you were watching a 1945 World War II show at the Nazi prison camps. I mean, they're all emaciated.
Wow.
It's insane.
They said like 60% of them have TB. And the thing is, it's like a bad strain of TB because they don't have enough money to treat it.
Right.
So they treat it, and then they run out of the money to continue to treat it. So they stop, and then they start again, and then so it's mutating, and you can't treat it with anything at this point.
And was it whooping cough? Was that the other thing?
Something like
that. It was something really random that I totally thought was gone, you know, that we had eradicated.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the amazing thing about the tattoos was they would tell you a story. So if you, like, know about prison tattoos, you would be able to see somebody's tattoos, and you would know if they murdered somebody or if they were a thief and what prisons they had been in and everything.
They do that here.
Do they?
Sure.
And they have, with this Eastern Promise is one of the things from that movie, they have the stars on their knees, which basically is supposed to symbolize that they'll kneel before no one. And in Eastern Promises, they hold their meetings like in bathhouses, basically, like a steam room, so that you don't have a shirt on so they can see that you're genuine and they know who they're dealing with, basically. It's very, very interesting. But the what else was with that Mark of Cain was... they've basically double capacity, and they have to sleep in shifts, and they can't all stand up at the same time in their cells because there's twice as many in there as there should be.
Wow.
It's fucking terrible, man. And they were actually, some of them were saying it was better under the communists.
Really?
Because they had more money, and I don't think there were quite as many people in prison at that time, so... Mm.
They were because those people were in the government.
Yeah, it just looks terrible. It looks terrible.
But I was very impressed because we watched the special features, and it just showed you how much effort. What did you say his name was? Viggo
Mortensen.
How much effort he put in to playing that role? Like, he actually traveled to Russia and spent time in Russia around some mob characters, and he did a lot of like historical research and a lot of reading and. Like, he's the one that found out about the story behind the prison tattoos. It wasn't
in the script.
In the original. Because it's based on a book, and I don't believe it was in the book, and it wasn't really in the script. And he's the one that brought it to their attention And they're like, oh, yeah, that would be a good story arc to include. So I was pretty impressed that he would put that much effort into his role.
There's a series. Is it the History Channel? It's called Gangland.
Yeah.
And they have make a lot of they talk a lot about that.
Do they?
Yeah. And then there's another one.
Taboo.
No, it's something.
Bob's favorite show.
Something Inc. I don't know. But they make, just little subtle things on these folks that they get. That like you said, it communicates who they are, what mm-hmm. their affiliations are, and what they've done. And
have you heard about this new show? Voorhees and his wife were telling us about. We obviously haven't seen it, but I guess it's a bunch of bikers go around and...
Rescue Animals?
Yeah, Rescue Inc.
Rescue Inc. I've
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Is that any good?
Not
really.
Okay. They're, yeah. Their heart's in the right place.
What, they just aren't doing very well, or what are they...
I don't know. I mean, it's... they. I don't know. It's a facade.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really? So anyways, they thought that... And are they bikers, or are they just toughs?
I think they're, for the most part, posers.
Really?
Yeah.
But they get I guess they get these animals out of some bad situations?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes,
but not
no.
always.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer. Oh, in the Russian prisons, because of the TB and all that shit and all the other stuff, obviously the administration doesn't really want people getting tattoos because of infection and stuff like that. What they use is they have to make soot. So they'll, take the sole of boots, burn it into a powder, and then mix it with urine to make ink.
They were talking about that and mixing it with toothpaste, baby oil, if they're lucky enough to have that.
Hmm. Baby oil, huh? Wow. That's
yeah, I don't know. And then they make their guns out of just like a motor from a cassette player or something.
Right. This main guy, it was an old electric razor. He had it rigged up. I don't know how.
It was like a guitar string and then like the
top
of
the guitar box. Strings apparently are, because there's one that's a solid wire that they can sharpen.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know. But
it's just
guitar
amazing.
Guitar strings seem to be, because they made mention of that and that. I wish I remember the name of the show. Where's your axe?
It's in the office now that I have the office straightened up.
Your axe.
With the guitar. With the desk and all that stuff. So now I have a proper workstation for when I'm at home.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so there's much less, because I was for the longest time at the kitchen table. Which meant a lot of leaning.
Yes.
And eventually, and I don't know how she does it, because she's been working from home now for going on 5 years, and most of the time without a proper workstation. She should be a human pretzel, but she isn't.
Thanks to yoga.
I'm sure that helps. But she has that desk that's built on the end of the counter out there.
Yeah.
That's not really. Because her mouse isn't at a right angle.
The height is a little off.
Yeah, it's too much. And then I went and bought this chair, and she took the chair.
I swapped chairs with him. I gave him the better chair.
Yeah, but the arms don't move on it. That's the whole reason I bought this, was the arms go up and down.
It's a big chair with a big back, but it was too big for having it in the kitchen.
The skulls coming out.
That's nice.
Yeah, like He-Man's chair.
Okay,
hey,
so
how are your Michigan boys doing?
5-2.
Yeah?
Not too bad this year.
That's good.
Played Delaware State yesterday.
Oh, that was terrible. Poor Delaware.
65-6.
My alma mater beat Eastern Michigan.
Did they win?
Yesterday.
Oh,
yeah.
The Golden
great.
Flashes?
Yeah.
What's a Golden Flash?
We don't know. You don't know, right? It's just a made up thing.
Is that like lightning? Is that what they call lightning?
Yes.
Do they have a lot of lightning in that part of Ohio?
They have a lot of everything that's
not good.
Not pleasant. Yeah.
So yeah, they're doing okay. 5-2. They're still a ways away, but they're doing okay.
They've definitely improved from
last year.
Yeah, you had I remember one year you used to weep openly.
That was last year.
That was last year.
Yes.
Well, and I still weep openly, but just no longer about
just about things in general.
It's amazing how much of a difference a quarterback makes.
Is that what it is? That's part of it,
but yeah. That's not all of it.
What about, didn't they have to buy a new coach?
No.
Well, they bought a new coach.
They had that coach last year. He didn't do very well,
so. Yeah, they bought a new coach. So are we going to close this thing up? And I'll try to figure out dichotomy 5 as we go along.
Off the top of your head. Do we need to take a break so you can have time to come up
with
one?
No, we'll just get it done. Okay. You ready for this?
Whatever.
Or you want to tell us a little more about Vegas vacation?
No. It's
well, you know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. He's probably sworn to secrecy.
The chlamydia. Did you leave that there?
yeah.
Is that why you're sick, really?
Well, you know, man, I think the reason is because it was so windy coming home.
Who knows what was blowing in that? Pollen and dust.
Well, and then there were just not just the wind, and there were areas that, you know, that it looked like a blizzard, but instead of snow, it was sand blowing across the dust everywhere.
Well, here it's been hot and then cold, and now it's hot again.
Yeah, I feel that we've turned the corner, though.
I hope so, because I was miserable yesterday.
The rule of thumb for you is Halloween, right?
Yeah, we're done by Halloween.
No. I remember last year Halloween was still pretty warm, but it wasn't far off.
Because we have a Halloween parade in our neighborhood, and I don't remember it being cold, but I don't remember it being hot either.
You may feel the warmth during the day, but
where it actually changes.
You'll never have a warm evening after Halloween.
Did it top 100 yesterday?
I don't know.
It felt like it.
Yeah, it was.
It was warm.
It was very warm. So, and the Voorhees, they finally have their pool in and everything, so they were in there yesterday, even though it was about 48 degrees.
The water?
Yeah.
It was warmer than that, but it was cold.
It felt like it was 48 degrees.
Were his testicles up in his throat?
Probably. He didn't show us.
Really?
His uvula. They were up in his uvula. That's what the punching bag's called, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, so D5, we'll start with the Loth and then go to Bob and then back and forth and back and forth. Loth, Italian deli or Jewish deli?
Jewish.
Jewish.
You're going with Jewish?
Yeah.
We'll stick with that, although I don't know that the Loth is even going to have an opinion. German potato salad or regular potato salad?
German.
Can I just have salad?
Actually, you probably wouldn't mind the German because it doesn't have any mayonnaise in it, right? It's vinegar-based and warm, right?
Right.
Okay, German.
German.
Vinegar, sugar, bacon.
Ooh,
there's bacon in there. And there's sugar, I guess, to offset the vinegar? The vinegar.
Yeah. Onions. Yeah.
Oh, I don't think
I've
ever had
that. Oh, it's delicious.
Hmm. Okay, we're going specifically the Valley of the Sun here, the Phoenix area. Fall or spring?
Fall.
Fall, absolutely.
Absolutely. You think it's because of the fact that we've had the whole 4 months of just...
Yeah, I mean, to me, the fall, I know that I've got now 8 months of good weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, the spring seems to get shorter and shorter every year to me. I don't know.
The spring?
Yeah.
Well, this year it was pretty long because June was actually not that bad this year.
Yeah, we took a long ride middle of June.
I don't know. Colby and I were out in June, and it still seemed kind of
Well, it was warm, but warm. I think the June that just passed was one of the fewest number of 100-degree days in it in years, decades even. It was just an anomaly.
It was June 15th or something like that on a weekend. We took a long ride, and it was very nice. Then the weekend after that, it was...
Back up again?
It was the first time that it got that awful.
Right.
It was awful the week after that. Jesus.
That's nice. Jeez, I don't have much. What? Oh, we're going back to Bob?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where we're going?
Yeah,
I don't care.
We're going to you?
Whatever.
Let's see. Talk a little bit, and I'll see if I can come up with something.
Do football or ice hockey?
Yeah, football or ice hockey. That's like asking the Loth about potato salads.
I thought it was only fair that he got a hard question.
Football.
Ice hockey.
Ice hockey, okay.
Is there any other kind of hockey?
Roller
well,
hockey.
There's
you need to qualify
it street
with
hockey.
There's street hockey, field
hockey.
And then
hockey. The ladies like field hockey.
And then there's roller
hockey.
To me, hockey.
Ice hockey is like when someone says ink pen.
Or pin number.
Yeah.
let's see.
Halloween or Christmas?
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
I'm asking Bob. I'm not asking you.
All right, well,
Bob,
I don't even need to be here.
Halloween or Christmas?
Are you going to answer? Are you thinking?
I'm thinking. I
see,
don't know.
That was a good question.
I don't care.
That's not even hard. Halloween sucks.
Halloween is a complete waste of a holiday.
I think so. It's not even all.
It's better than Columbus Day.
Well, that's not a holiday either.
No.
Not
what
anymore.
Are you going to say?
Christmas.
Of course.
Yeah.
But Halloween is fun. I mean, Halloween's fun here because we have a Halloween parade.
Yeah, you're dressing up like
Christmas.
Kisses.
I get to
yeah,
buy
I'm
people
be
shit for some guy's birthday. That
Paul Stanley.
Now, that's a funny part of Full Metal Jacket when
oh, it's Jesus' birthday.
Yeah. Arlie Ermey, the drill instructor. You just see him singing and singing happy birthday, and you don't know who he's singing it to, and he's singing happy birthday to Jesus.
Yeah, that's
it's Christmas. That's great. Arlie Ermey is so great.
He's got another show on.
Does he?
Yeah.
On one of the reality
the military channel or something like that.
They have a station now?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Where he talks. It talks about, it's kind of cool if you like guns and stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's okay.
So he talks about guns?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Did you see that email about, speaking of crazy people, there's an email floating around about how smart some people are not. And it had the woman, and she was on, what is that show, Millionaire or whatever? They ask you four questions.
The Meredith Vieira lady?
Yeah, she's asking some woman what is bigger, an elephant or the moon? And the woman went through all of her options. I guess you can ask a friend. And our friend said the moon.
That was
sucks.
A real question?
Yeah. Well, according to this email. They showed the little YouTube clip.
Yeah.
And she called her friend, and her friend said, well, the moon. And she didn't believe her friend. So then she asked the audience, and the audience said, and so she said, well, you know, I've got to go with my gut. And she said, an elephant.
That
did
wasn't
you see that?
Real.
No. It was 80. That must have been like the $80 question or whatever.
It was
like
the very first question.
What a fucking dullard.
I wish
what
I still had that
dollar.
Email because I thought about sending it to you, but I know how you feel about getting emails.
Well, that might have been interesting.
But
I'll see if I can find it.
Meredith, what did you say? She was the hostess, and it was just some random lady.
Well, that show is so bad. It's so bad. It's so slow and drawn out and melodramatic.
I didn't even know it was still on.
Yeah, it's on. It's like a daily show, like a daily game
show
now.
Oh, kind of like The Price is Right?
Right, whereas before, you know, it was like a nighttime thing when the big game show phase, there was that resurrection of game shows like near 2000 or so or 99 or something. And then we got into The Survivors, which is kind of a game show, and then that went into all the reality
I
bullshit.
Can't believe that one's still on.
Survivor?
I can't believe any of other than saving the network money.
Yeah, because you don't need writers, really.
They have writers, though.
And they don't have to
segment producers, but they don't have to have real writers.
Well, they don't have to pay the
I think our guild
like
writers.
Actors, either.
Right.
The real actors, the ones that worked to get to where they wanted to be, and then they pull these
and
nose
I wonder
pickers,
what kind of
like
staff
the Goslins.
Oh, the John and Kate.
Jesus Christ. I never watched the show. I've never seen the show. Never will watch it. But from, I mean, you see, they're
everywhere. Yeah. Yeah, he took like $180,000 out of their joint account or some bullshit, and now she wants him to pay it back or something. It's ridiculous. The funny thing is, Voorhees, when they upgraded to DirecTV, they got the works. Like, they got HBO, Showtime, all that stuff. You know that show Big Brother?
Yeah.
That game, the reality show.
Yeah.
I guess they have a Big Brother After Dark that's on Showtime.
Oh,
and it's
Christ.
Just them letting the cameras roll. And as soon as I heard it, I was like, it's going to be really boring. You're just going to see them like scratching their ass and stuff like that. And sure enough, he's like, yeah, I'm not watching it. It's boring. Because that's all it is. It's like you're probably watching sleep for 8 hours a day.
That's for the folks without a porn voyeur site.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I think we're going to close it up. We know that Christmas is good, Jesus is better, and that's pretty much it. So
people are crazy.
And people are definitely crazy. So from the Loth and Bob, this is Justin. Be nice to dogs.
Chimpanzee.